Hello, welcome to the MVP Tech Talk, Career, Coding and Cookies. I am Gitesh Bajaj, and my fellow MVP for this show today is Ellen Finkelstein. Do you want to say hi to them, Ellen?
Hi.
Okay, this show was designed to share the best practices of career soft skills, IT topics and business presentations and with our community, and so we are getting started today. So today we'll be covering about working with images, pictures in PowerPoint slides. Isn't that right, Ellen?
Yeah.
So what exactly are we going to cover today?
Well, we're going to talk about using images in PowerPoint so that you communicate what you want to communicate, your message, most clearly. One of the things that's important is that your images help your audience to understand and remember what you're saying. And so you need to choose the right images and format them appropriately so you get that benefit, so your audience understands and remembers what you're saying.
That's wonderful. So you know what we could do today is let's get started and really work on the thing and work with pictures here. So what do we have on the screen here? You see there's a picture of the New York skyline and
Empire State Building.
Empire State Building, you're right. And so what do you think we should do first about this picture, Ellen, to make it look better?
One of the things is that whether you just insert an image on the slide not in a placeholder, or you use one of the standard layouts and you put it in a placeholder, is by default, PowerPoint puts it somewhere in the middle. And
yes,
it actually turns out that images often look better when you put them to the edges of the slide and make them bigger.
Should we try that?
Yes, let's try it.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is first I'm going to select the picture. And you see there are these handles that show when we select the picture, and I'm just going to take one of the corner handles and I'm going to press two keys on the keyboard. That's the control key and the shift key. And as I just drag one of the handles, you'll notice that the entire picture is resizing from the center. And let's see how it looks now. It looks great, but as you can see, there are areas of the slide that are still not covered and we want them to be covered entirely. So let's just go and resize them further so that it covers the entire slide. And this is what we have now. And if you go and play the slide, this is what you're going to see. And it looks pretty good. What do you think, Ellen?
So it looks a lot better than it did before, that's for sure. Now, you might want to put some text there with it, for
yes,
example. So let's say you want to say something like that the Empire State Building is a symbol of
New York.
New York.
Okay, so I just go to Insert and I choose the text box option here. And I'm going to drag a text box on the screen. Notice that we added a text box in the area which does not cover the Empire State Building, so that, you know, text is more clear there. So as Ellen said, I'm just going to go and type in symbol of New
York.
Now
you could have used, while Gitesh is doing that, you could have used a title only layout and used the title for that as
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of a text box. Either way, when you do the text box, you're definitely going to have to resize it, which he does, which he's doing right now. And the sky in this case is a great place to put that because it's a fairly solid color.
Certainly.
And the text is really clear, which is really important.
And you'll also notice that actually the picture is larger than the slide. And to rectify that, what we could do is get to the Picture Tools Format tab here, choose the crop option, and I'm clicking on crop, and you'll see these handles over there. I know for a fact that the picture is exceeding the top and the bottom of areas of the slide, so I'm just going to select this part, drag it down, and you'll see that this is where it covers the slide. So I'm just going to go and drag it, and it's going to snap to that area. We do the same thing from the bottom area. And then we can just hit the Enter key or just click outside. And now you can see we have covered the entire slide.
And although you don't actually have to do that step, it really helps because now you know what your slide is going to look like.
Certainly.
You know what is actually going to show when you go into slideshow view.
Okay, so that's great. Now, so that we don't have to type the same text again, I'm just going to select this text box and hit the copy button here and move to the next slide. And I'm actually going to go ahead and make this larger too. And and we're going to hit crop again. And let's go and paste the text box that we have. Now you'll notice that it's not as clear over here because the sky is a little similar in color, a little white as the text is. So you really want to move your text box to a location where it's more obvious. Luckily for us, we can actually go and just move it down here and make it larger. And I think that works. What do you think, Ellen?
I think it's great. It emphasizes the architectural shape of the arch that is in front. So I think it's a great picture.
So the reason we looked at the same text with a similar picture over there is because every picture is different. And we really can't tell you that you have to do this sort of treatment for every single picture. So when you actually go and look at the picture, you have to look closely at that and explore that and see what works for that. And every picture is different. Now, if we go to our next slide, you'll notice that it really doesn't have too many of those areas. So let me actually first go and quickly do what we've been doing previously with the rest of the slides and crop it.
So while you're doing that, I'll explain that sometimes, as Gitesh said, you don't have enough clear space to put the text on. And in that case, you can put a semi-transparent box behind the text or make the text box semi-transparent, something that will make the text pop even on top of a more complicated background.
And let's go and show them how to do that, Ellen. So I'm just going to go here and select this rectangular shape, and maybe I'm just going to cover it with half the slide, the right side of the slide. And now let's go and change the shape fill to maybe black in color. And we can actually type our text here. And although it no longer has Empire State Building, so I'm just going to call it New York. And why can't we see the text too clearly? Because it's pretty small. I'm going to increase the size of the text there.
And by the way, this is St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York.
You want us to mention that as well?
Sure.
I think the text needs to be a little smaller now. I think it should work. And if you want, you can change the font style and size or whatever you want. But the fact is, we are at this point of time covering part of the cathedral as well. And we are also covering part of the picture that's behind the black shape over there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to right click the slide here and choose the duplicate slide option from the resultant menu. And now we're going to select this shape, and we get to the shape fill option and go to the option that says more fill colors. And now we could go and reduce the transparency to something like 50% and hit OK. And you'll see that you can now see part of the picture behind the area over there. And you know, with the same approach, you can do so much more. We can actually just sample a color from the picture itself. And that's what you were talking about, how to use the eyedropper tool. Do you want to tell them more about that, Ellen?
Right. So so in PowerPoint 2013, 2016, you can exactly match a color from an image. And this really helps when you have an image that's very colorful, which this isn't. But it's really nice to blend that text box in. So you can take that.
So let me go ahead and duplicate this slide again. And we're going to select the shape here. And now I'm going to go to the shape fill. And the option that we're looking here for is eyedropper.
Right.
The moment I click the eyedropper option here, you'll notice that the cursor changes to an eyedropper. So I'm going to go and match the color to the color of St. Patrick's Cathedral's exterior. And there you see, this is what we have here. Mm-hmm. Now, again, this will probably look even better if we also went and added the transparent option there. And we go to more fill colors and set the transparency again to 50 and hit OK. And there you can see that.
Right, so you can see that it blends in a lot better.
Yeah, you can compare what we have from the color sample from the picture versus just using black. So I think this blends better.
Right.
There's another treatment we could do. So I'm just going to go ahead and duplicate this slide here And since it's already got a color blended from a color that we've got from the eyedropper, I'm just going to go to Shapeful, choose Gradient, and choose More Gradients, Gradient Fill, and we just want a gradient of two stops. So let's go and get rid of everything else. So the first gradient over here is our actual color, and the second gradient, we're going to reduce the transparency to 100%. Now what's actually happening is the color that we have chosen is right at the bottom of the shape here, and the transparent area is on the top, and we don't want that to happen. We want it to go from right to left.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and change the direction.
And by the way, this is called a transparency gradient, and it's a great feature to make something look almost photoshopped. It looks like it's
absolutely
going to slightly disappear. Yeah.
But you know, we still have a problem because part of the text can't be read.
Right.
There's a simple solution to that. We're just going to take this shape and drag it to the rest of the slide. Okay, and the area over here is where your text can be seen. So basically what we can do is just delete the actual text over there. And this is how it looks like. And we can just take the text that we originally, the text box that we originally had, or we could add a new text box, copy that, get that one here, and we can position it wherever we want. And naturally over here, we can change the color of the text as well. To do that, we'll just have the text box selected, go to the text fill, and we can again do the eyedropper and take a darker shade of the building color, and there you go.
Nice, excellent, very nice.
So with a little bit more effort, you can make your pictures look so much better in PowerPoint, okay? And so just go ahead and play with these options. And it's so much fun going and doing this stuff. And I'm sure you'll enjoy using the techniques that Ellen and I showed you today.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.